Here's the Thing, podcast by Leslie Van Staveren. To know your voice, you first have to know yourself. Episode 1 is Get Off the Merry-Go-Round. Definition: a continuous cycle of activities, especially when regarded as pointless. I use this definition as this podcast is very much about turning down the other frequencies and the noise to find your voice, what you stand for, your path, and own who you are. So visualize this for a second, because this is such a good analogy. Imagine you can see a merry-go-round. Now, this is in the middle of this beautiful, great, big, spacious field, but you're on the merry-go-round. And you can imagine all of the horses moving around in a continuous circle, bright lights non-stop flashing, the noise, multiple different music sources, chatter, so much going on. And you are sitting on one of the merry-go-round horses. You're holding on to the pole for dear life, and it won't stop. It keeps going round and round and round. And you're holding on, you can't let go, but then you take a breath and you just pause and you take your hands off. Things are still moving, things are still going round. And then you actually make the decision to get off that horse and walk to the center of that merry-go-round. Within that, you can see everything still moving around and around and around, all the chaos, the noise, the distractions, everything going on. But it's still going, even though you've just hopped off for a bit. But you're still in it. You've still got all the chaos and distractions going on. And you can't quite hear yourself think. So what do you do? You walk through past all those horses to the edge of that merry-go-round. And you're thinking, I don't know if I can jump off. I don't know, because it feels pretty hard. It looks like it's going too fast and I might hurt myself. I don't know if I can do it. But then you center yourself. You take a breath and you take a leap of faith and you jump off that merry-go-round and onto that beautiful, fresh, green, lush grass. And you roll for a bit because it's a bit bumpy when you make that choice. And you're rolling and rolling, but then you come to a stop. And you sit up and you get up and you turn around and you look back. The merry-go-round is still going, but you've just taken a moment, just a pause to be able to hear yourself think, to know where you're at. And you make a choice just to walk a little bit further away, just a little bit more. So again, all of that noise and chaos and distractions, lights has just turned down, and you can finally, finally see yourself, hear yourself think, and know where you're at. You see, before you can start to see yourself and what you want to stand for, you need to clear all that away. And sometimes it's really hard to do when you've got a lot going on. You've got multiple tasks. You've got jobs to do. It might be the nonstop laundry. You might have kids, career, both, hobbies, and just so much, so many commitments. Because quite often in life, we get to the point where we're ticking along fine, but then all of a sudden things feel too overwhelming and you don't know where to start. Now, you could see life as the whole merry-go-round, you know, struggles with parenting, perhaps ongoing depression, work overload. But until you find your own center, things will continue to spin. So what if you think you can't stop it or you can't get off? How are you then going to feel? When you realize you have a choice, and you take that breath and the leap of faith. Like I say, it may be bumpy at first when you hit that ground, but when you stop rolling and do sit up and look around, after you've felt that impact, but then you can start to process things and you can finally see things as they are. That's the point when you gain strength and you stand up. It's the ability to have faith in yourself and see from different angles. It's literally hindsight in action. Now, to give you a bit of context, even when I talk about these things, it's because I live them, I breathe them, I do them. I am someone that does experience depression, always have. I am a mum to three young kids. I'm divorced. You know, I'm like you. I have so much going on. Every single one of us has our own experiences and challenges, but it's how we deal with them and how we can process. So for me, and this may be useful to you, if you feel like things are a little bit too much, is what I do. There's a big difference between isolation and being able to just hit pause. Is I make a choice, and sometimes I step back from lots of big events, lots going on, and I center myself with meditation. I reduce or remove alcohol completely. I get focused on sleep, nutrition, hydration. Might sound really, really basic, but here's the thing. To get the grounding, sometimes it is peeling back those layers. It's removing all of these things that you're trying to absorb from multiple different directions so you can breathe and see what really is the true landscape, the true how things are and what you stand for. Because this is your life. It's you that counts as to how you react to things, your responses, your choices, and how you want things to be. And if you are consistently letting things influence you or manipulate you, you don't know which is left or right, you don't know what causes you stand for, you don't know where you want to go in life, you don't know, what you stand for. You have to drown out and get rid of all of the other noise so you can see what inspires you. What do you enjoy listening to? What makes you feel good? What makes you feel bad? And start making choices more in alignment with that. So here's why I say it's a big difference between getting off that merry-go-round and just hitting pause so you can hear yourself think. And isolation. Now, if you do suffer from heavy depression, anxiety, any mental health challenges, I recommend you always get professional assistance. Now, these podcasts, they are not professional advice. They are my experience. They are tools that I use personally. So I always encourage you, do not replace any of the professional assistance or guidance with podcasts or courses or anything like that. They are an amazing bonus to provoke thought and enable you to keep on seeing and choosing what works for you and what doesn't. Because there are so many people out there with great techniques that work and that may work for you. Others may not, but you've got to be able to see clearly without the influence from anyone else as to what works for you. And as I say, what causes drive you? What makes you want to get up in the morning? So if you're at the point where everything's a little bit too much, I encourage you to hit that pause button, have the leap of faith, because sometimes when things do feel too much, or if you're trying to plan, it might even be you're trying to plan your business, but you've almost diluted yourself and you can't see where you quite want to go. Pause. Write, reflect, look at all through your life as to what you've enjoyed most, what's made you want to get up, what's fired you up, but also what's dulled you down. So you need to look at the good, the bad, and take that good hard look at yourself. And sometimes it can be really hard to do, but until you get that grounding, you center yourself, get off that merry-go-round, it can be really challenging to do. So to move forward with strength, how many commitments do you have? What can you hit pause on that won't fall apart without you? Because you know what? Sometimes we we conjure up so much in our mind that we can't possibly step back or away from things, or, you know, remove ourselves from things because things might have a bad consequence. But in reality, and I tell you this now because I've done this again and again over the last couple of years, because I've gone through, as I say, separation, divorce, stepping back from a business, looking at a whole new definition of how I live my life as a single parent, and co-parenting really well with, you know, awesome father. But to do that well, you've got to get the grounding, and you've got to know that you can step away from some things and it won't all collapse without you. It's okay to take a breath, take that leap of faith, take the time that you need to get strong, to get where you need to be, to hear yourself think, to know what you stand for, what drives you, where you want to go, and get that internal strength. Find your voice. This is, you have to know yourself before you can do that. So if you've got any of these uncertainties swirling around, you don't know where you're at, you don't know where you're going, look at when you can start to create that time to sit down, to pause. It might be getting up earlier, having some time out for yourself, just to breathe, to get centered, and to look at what actions you need to take. So look at what works for you, look at what hasn't worked for you, might be even, you know, the time of day. But remember this, you matter. Being true to you is what counts, because if you try and be anyone but you just because you think it looks good, it's not going to feel right. And then you're going to be constantly fighting an internal battle as to what does really not align with who you are. When you get to that point of understanding what lies underneath and being content in that, it is a powerful, beautiful feeling. But I'll tell you this now, it doesn't mean that all of a sudden life's perfect, because if you've watched any of my videos or listened to anything that I do, it's not about all of a sudden life becomes perfect when you align with your true self, when you get confident in self and with that beautiful comfort in your own skin. It's actually about knowing that you can handle the curves that come. It's knowing that when you take leaps of faith and you've got a few bumps ahead, that you can get through, because you know yourself, you know your capabilities, you know who you are. It is an amazing feeling, and it is something that can carry you forward. So thank you for listening. If you tune into the next podcast, so episode 2 will be Don't Dilute Yourself. Now, remember, just to finish off with any podcast, I need you to understand that if you are going through any particular difficulties, that you do seek professional guidance and help. This is not a replacement for any specific guidance in that space. This is not a service and this is not advice. This is my experience, my abilities, my learnings that I wish to share with you, so you may take some on board if it works for you. If it doesn't, find what does. Thank you so much for listening, and know that you are enough in who you are.